我们下午的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相勉励的题目是最后的算账。
This afternoon our topic is settling the final count.
这是根据主耶稣所说的雄恶的缘父这个比喻里面呢，我们最后一段的要查考的。
And this is the last portion of the parable of Jesus regarding the wicked tenant.
我们请再看马太福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 21.
四十节到四十三节。
Verse 40 to verse 43.
马太福音二十一章四十节到四十三节。
Matthew chapter 21, verse 40 to verse 43.
盐主来的时候要怎样处置做些盐户呢？四十一节。
41.
他们说要下毒手除灭那些恶人，将葡萄园另租给那按着时候交果子的盐户。四十二节。
42.
耶稣说经上写的，匠人所弃的石头已做了环角的头块石头，这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。这经里面没有练过吗？四十三节。
43.
所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那能结果子的百姓。主耶稣在这个凶恶的严父的比喻里面。
This parable regarding the wicked tenants.
先前我们所查考的，我们都发现，这个原主呢，非常有爱心，有耐性。
We have studied from the earlier parts that the owner of this vineyard has patience and love.
我们发现做些盐户呢非常不好。
And we find that it's the tenants who are wicked.
那么盐主按照契约上所决定的差遣仆人去收果子。
And as set out on the term of the agreement, the owner of the vineyard sent out his servants to
pick. 他连续差遣数批的仆人去呢都受害。
And four times he sent his servants, and all times the servants were killed.
那后来呢，就差遣自己所爱的儿子去收果子。
And finally, he decided to send his own son to gather the fruits.
那结果他的儿子也牺牲了生命。
And even his son's life was lost.
所以我们看这一段比喻以后，让我们感觉到盐户呢非常不好。
Having read this parable, we knew that the tenants were wicked.
那么为什么原主一直宽容他呢？不把他收起来，惩罚他呢？
Why was the owner so forgiving, and why wouldn't he punish the tenants?
不能够呢，永远这样下去，否则的话，做些原主呢，越来会越坏。
This sort of thing cannot continue on, otherwise these tenants will get wicked, will get more and more wicked.
所以原主虽然有耐性。
Hence, even though the owner of the vineyard has patience.
那还是呢，到最后要跟做些盐户来算账。
But at the very end, he still need to settle his accounts with them.
那这个比喻里面的盐主指的天上的神。
And the owner of this vineyard refers to God in heaven.
那这些仆人盐户呢，都是主的素人。
The servants refers to the people of this world, even the tenants.
如果呢，范围把它缩小的话，就是指的神跟以色列民族。
If you have this on a smaller scale, it refers to the people of Israel.
也可以说呢，在新约时代呢，神跟这些他的教会的人。
Or in the New Testamental era, it is God and His church.
那么刚才我们看的这一段呢，也就是说，原主呢，到最后还是要跟盐户算账。
And the final end, the owner of the vineyard must settle his accounts with the tenants of the vineyard.
这也就是说呢，不可避免的结果一定会的。
This is an inevitable ending.
那对整个世界来说呢，将来有一天也是会结束，跟面对神，神要跟我们算账。
When referring to this world, one day this world will come to an end, and all the people must settle their accounts with God.
这也是不可避免的事情。
This is also inevitable.
不过。现在的世人一直感觉到呢，进入二十一世纪的时候呢，就是要结束的世纪。
Many people feel that with the coming of a new century, it is the end of the world.
虽然有一些不切实的预言家一直出来预言，说这个世界末日快到。
There are many questionable prophets saying that the end of the world has come to is coming.
但是那些呢，都是不可信的。
But many of these cannot be believed.
主耶稣要再来的日子，没有人知道。
No one knows when Jesus is coming.
不过根据圣经的预言，以这个世界的急速的演变，大概可以让一些虔诚的基督徒了解。
But just looking at the world events, we as Christians know.
当年呢，我们真耶稣教会圣灵同在啊，圣灵启示我们明白真理。
And with the Holy Spirit abiding with us.The Holy Spirit can reveal to us the truth.
对于这些主再来的道理呢，我们也比较清楚。
And we also have a good understanding regarding the truth of the coming of Jesus.
所以神跟世人呢算账呢，这是最后的算账，是必然的结果。
As we know that it is inevitable that God will settle accounts with us.
那我们下午就从这一段来做互相勉励。
This afternoon we shall use these passages as our encouragement.
首先这个旧严父呢因为非常坏，所以呢主耶稣啊就在这个比喻里面呢来反问这些听众，严主要以什么态度来处置这些不好的严父呢？
In this parable we know that the tenants were wicked, hence Jesus questioned the people saying, whatwould the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants?
那么这些听众呢在四十一节就回答耶稣啊。
And the audience of Jesus in verse 41 answered him.
就是说要下毒手来除灭那些恶人。
That he will put those wretches to a miserable death.
然后再讲将葡萄园另外租给能够按时候交果子的严户。
And then let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in the new season.
所以让我们看出有旧的严户，有新的严户。
Hence we see that there are new tenants and old tenants.
但是这个比喻里面到后来演变到呢，每一个人都要跟神来算账交果子。
But at the very end of this parable, it simply tells us that everyone must settle their accounts with God.
刚开始这些听众呢以为这个比喻非常好，但是越来越听呢越觉得呢这个严父实在太坏。
In the initial stage when the audience were listening to this parable they felt that the tenants were not so bad.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢就让这些听众呢去做审判。
At the very end this tenants has become very wicked and hence Jesus giving his audience a chance to judge.
说严主要怎样来惩罚这些旧严户呢？
How should the owner of this vineyard punish his tenants?
这些听众的回答就是必须下毒手来除灭那些恶人。
The answer from the audience was that he should put them to miserable death.
这也好像将来审判的时候呢，有些事情呢，就是人没有办法推诿啊，就是在神面前呢，自己可以审判自己。
And this is simply telling us that at the very end day, sometimes we put judgment upon ourselves.
好像当年呢，大卫犯罪以后呢，神差遣拿单先知去讲一个比喻给他听以后。
It is likened to when King David has sinned, God sent Prophet Nathan to tell David a story.
那么大卫听完这个比喻以后呢，就说那些人那些富有的人太不应该。
Upon hearing the story.David answered that the rich shouldn't have done so.
为什么把这个穷人仅有的这个羊呢把它宰了？
Why did the rich man took away the poor man's sheep and slaughter it?
那大卫听完拿单先知这个比喻以后呢，就对这个欺负穷人的人呢判了很重的这种刑罚的评判。
Upon hearing the story from Nathan, David gave a very harsh judgment on the rich man.
然后呢，拿单先知说，这个比喻里面的，这些欺负人的就是你呀。
And Nathan then went around and said to him that you are the rich man in the story.
那么大卫听了以后，就马上，向神忏悔呀。
Having heard this, David immediately repented himself to God.
那么主耶稣呢，讲这个比喻以后呢，这些听众就是祭司长、法利赛人，听了以后也觉得好像针对他们讲的。
And after Jesus had finished this parable, the priests and the scribes and the Pharisees thought that this parable were referring to them.
请看四十五节。
Please read verse 45.
祭司长和法利赛人听见他的比喻，就看出他是指着他们说的。四十六节。
Verse 46.
他们想要捉拿他，只是怕众人，因为众人以他为先知。这些听众听了以后呢，已经他们心里了解，但是没有悔改，反而呢更加不好的态度要对付耶稣啊。
And the audience of this parable, upon hearing Jesus' sayings, did try to turn into a new leaf. Instead, they wanted to put him in jail.
那么这些呢？祭司长、法利赛人这些犹太人听了以后呢？自己审判自己啊，就是说，原主要下毒手除灭这些恶人，后来就应验在犹太的国家里面。
But the chief priests and the Pharisees gave a judgment upon the old tenants. They are, in fact, passing a judgment on the whole nation of Israel.
也就是说，主后七十年，那些反抗罗马的犹太人呢，被罗马将军带兵呢，来消灭他们。
In the year A.D. 70, the Romans have decimated the whole nation of Israel.
我们请参看二十三章马太二十三章三十七节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 23, verse 37.
37节38节。
Verse 37 and verse 38.
耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你们这里来的人。我多处愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。38节。
38。
看了你们的家成为荒场，留给你们。主耶稣在这边在叹息耶路撒冷在不久呢会遇到的下场。
Here Jesus is sighing for Jerusalem, prophesying what ending they would come to.
因为在犹太历史当中呢，神经常差遣先知预言来勉励他们归向神。
Throughout the history of the Jews, God has constantly sent his prophets to warn the people.
但是还是有一些先知牺牲了他们的生命。
Yet there are some prophets who have given up their life for God.
最后一个先知苏洗约翰呢，也死在希律的手下。
The last prophet John the Baptist died in the hands of Herod.
那主耶稣最后被钉十字架。
And Jesus even was crucified.
所以主耶稣在这边率先预言，这个耶路撒冷城会成为荒城啊。
And hence Jesus here gave a prophecy saying that Jerusalem will be desolate.
也就是说，主耶稣那个比喻里面的原主呢，要来。惩罚这些呢，人户。
And in other words, the owner of the vineyard will come to punish the tenants.
我们再参看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
四十一节到四十四节。
Chapter 19, verse 41 to verse 44.
路加福音十九章四十一节到四十四节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭。说巴不得你在这日子知道关心你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。四十三节。
43.
因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面捆住你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上。因你不知道眷顾你的时候，这里也是主耶稣呢在哀叹耶路撒冷城将要遇到的这些惩罚。
And also in this passage, Jesus was weeping over the city of Jerusalem, weeping for the future of the city of Jerusalem that they shall come to a terrible disaster.
当年的犹太人如果有把主耶稣这句话放在心上叔叔做准备的话呢，他也许会逃离这一场灾难。
Had the Jews put these words of Jesus to their heart, they might have avoided this disaster.
所以在犹太国的历史里面呢，这一段最凄惨的。
And hence in the history of the Jews, this incident is the worst.
但是这个呢，将来会演变到主耶稣要再来之前。
But this will also come again when Jesus comes for the second time.
主耶稣要来之前呢，有两件事我们要注意的。
Prior to the coming of Jesus, there are two things that we should take note.
就是有两场的大战争都会发生在中东。
That there shall be two wars in the Middle East.
第一场就是伯拉大湖区 啊，这个呢啊，就是石油区啊。
First warfare will occur in the area of the Euphrates.
将来世界各国呢，对这个石油会越来越重视，所以呢，在这个地区呢，会发生大战争。
In the future, there will be many nations who will see oil as very precious, and hence there shall be a warfare occurring at that site.
那么，第二就是哈米吉多顿区。也会发生大战争。
Next is in the area of Armageddon, there shall be another war.
这是在以色列小小的土地里面当中的。
Armageddon is a place or a site in the nation of Israel.
这就是啊，所有阿拉伯国家的跟以色列的争主啊。
And this will be a battle between the Israelites and the Arabs.
那将来呢？其他的国家呢？有的站在这一边，有的站在那一边呐、啊。
And other nations will be standing or standing by either of the two.
所以主耶稣预言啊，在主后大概七十年这个时候应验以外呢，将来啊，在末世之前呢，也会发生在以色列地的。
Hence, this prophecy of Jesus came true in the year AD 70. It will also come true in the future.
所以耶稣呢，啊，主耶稣所说的这个比喻里面呢，最后的算账必然会，啊，发生的事情。
And this is what Jesus meant when he says that the owner will settle the final account.
那么这些听众呢，啊，既然发现是主对他们讲的，所以后来他们就，啊，赶快又把话说回来，说这万不可发生啊。
And when the audience found out that they were passing judgment upon themselves, they were saying, they then said that this shall never happen.
请参看路加福音二十章十六节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 20, verse 16.
路加福音二十章十六节。
Luke chapter 20, verse 16.
他要来除灭这些淫妇，将葡萄园转给别人。听见的人说，这是万不可的。路加比较在这里呢啊，阐明的说，有些听众说啊，不可以发生有这件事情。
The writer Luke says, wrote here that when the audience heard this, they said, God forbid.
因为这些听众啊，听到是主的他们将来的下场会这么惨，就说不可以有这样的惩罚。
It is at this point that the audience realized that their final ending will be so tragic.Hence, they said, "God forbid."
也好像现在有很多有爱心的基督徒知道主再来的时候有很大的惩罚。
And many Christians knew that before Jesus comes for a second time, there shall be great punishment upon the world.
一直的祷告求主耶稣不要有这样。
They kept praying to God, hoping this would not happen.
但是这个是既定的结果啊。
But this has been set and planned.
也就是说，到后来拒绝主耶稣的人呐。
That in the final end, those who have forsaken Christ,
一定会受到这样严厉的惩罚。
They shall suffer the severe punishment.
我们请参看希伯来书十二章二十五节。
Please turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十二章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25.
你们总要谨慎，不可拒绝那向你们说话的。因为那些拒绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？这里提到说，地面上的这些警告劝勉，有时候呢没有什么效果啊。
Here it says that those people who warn on earth may not, their warnings may not come true.
但是呢，这些劝勉的话呢，还是会应验的。
However,even though what the prophecy may not have much effect, but it might come true.
那么这里强调说，何况从天上来的福音呐、啊，就是从神所差遣的人所传的福音呢，啊，更会呢啊应验的。
And then it goes on to say that much less of the gospel that God has sent, God has preached them, Jesus has preached in this world, it will definitely come true.
所以平常以为自己跟耶稣没有什么关系，但是呢，到最后还是会发现呢，是有密切的关系的。
For those who didn't realize that they have a close tie with Jesus on the last day, they shall find that they have a very close tie with him.
啊，最后的算账呢，必然啊会啊发生的。
And the settling of the final count will happen.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，又有提到啊，说要把这个严父呢，旧严父呢解除掉，然后呢把这个葡萄园再租给新的严父。
In the parable, Jesus says that the owner of the vineyard will terminate the lease with the old tenants and rent the vineyard out to new ones.
那么他在这个比喻里面有提到呢，啊，木匠所咽弃的石头啊。
He mentions about stones that builders rejected.
但是石头呢，并不是没有好处的。
It is not that a stone is no good.
木匠虽然呢，啊，对石头来说没有什么好处。
Perhaps the stone is useless to the builder.
但是呢，要盖房子，石头还是有用处的。
But when you want to build a building, the stone is still very usable.
所以主耶稣说啊，经上写的匠人所弃的石头已经做了房角的头块石头。
And hence Jesus said the very stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner.
那所谓经上所说的呢，就是指的旧约圣经呢，曾经有这么记载。
Says that in the scriptures, the scriptures refer to the Old Testament.
就是诗篇一百十八篇二十二节、二十三节。
It is in Psalms 118, verse 23 and 24.
那诗篇上这么记载的圣经章节呢，后来就应验在主耶稣的身上。
And this part of Psalms chapter 118 came true in this parable.
主耶稣来到犹太人社会当中是一块很重要的石头。
Jesus manifested in the flesh and came in among the Jews, and he is one very important stone.
但是犹太人呢，好像木匠一样，啊，嫌这个石头没有好处。
But the Jews, they were the builders, finding the stone useless.
就弃绝了他。
And they have rejected him.
但是主耶稣竟然成为呢很重要的头块石头。
And yet Jesus had become the head of the corner.
所以当年彼得得到圣灵以后，受圣灵的感动充满的时候。
And when Peter had received the Holy Spirit and was filled by the Holy Spirit,
他就强调耶稣非常重要。
He has stressed the importance of Jesus.
请看《使徒行传》第四章十一节。
Please turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 11.
使徒行传第四章十一节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 11.
他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已经成了房角的头块石头。彼得在这边做见证说，
Here Peter gave a testimony and he said,
说那死而复活的耶稣基督是你们呢，啊，木匠所不要的石头。
The Jesus who died and resurrected is the stone that you builders have rejected.
但是今天是成为这个好像犹太人这个房主呢很重要的石头。
But today he has become the head of the corner, which is very important to the Jews.
所以十二节就说除了耶稣以外无啊，没有其他的拯救。
And hence in verse 12, Peter says, "And there is salvation in no one else, in no other name other than Jesus."
天下人间呢，啊，不能靠着其他的人来得救。
That there shall be salvation by no other name except Jesus.
天下人间只能够靠耶稣这个名才能够得永生的。
The only way to eternal life is through the name of Jesus.
那么主耶稣完成救恩以后，圣灵降下来呢？就把教会建立起来，成为教会很重要的根基啊，就是这个石头。
And when Jesus had completed his salvation plan, he had built up the church and he had become the foundation of the church.
所以教会呢，就是以主耶稣为根基啊。
And hence the church sets its foundation on Jesus.
啊，这个在以弗所书第二章二十节有记载。
This is written in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
那么懂得信靠耶稣的人就有福气。
And those who rely on Jesus are the blessed ones.
因为呢，这个石头要成为你的可以依靠坚固的地方。
Because this stone shall give you strength.
请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to verse 8.
彼得前书第二章第六节到第八节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 8.
因为经上说，看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。第七节。
Verse 7.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头已经做了房角的头块石头。第八节。
Verse 8.
又说做了绊脚的石头，别人的磐石。主耶稣来到世界以后，
And when Jesus came into the world,
信靠他、谦卑接受他的人有福气。
Those who believe in him, those who are humble, there are the ones who are blessed.
主耶稣成为他们永远的依靠。
Jesus had become their eternal eternal reliance.
谦卑信靠他到底的人不会羞愧的。
For those who are humble, for those who rely on him, they will never fall.
所以保罗说啊，我看基督啊为至宝。
Hence Paul says that he sees Christ as the most precious.
彼得在这边说，信的人看耶稣为宝贵的。
And Peter also says here that for those who believe, Jesus is precious.
但是不信的人就好像匠人所砌的石头一样。
But however, for those who do not believe in Jesus, Jesus is likened to a stone that builders reject.
那这个石头就成为匠人的绊脚石。
And the stone has become a stumbling block to them.
犹太人拒绝了耶稣。
Jews forsaken Jesus.
一直到现在，犹太人信耶稣真的是非常少。
And right until today, there are very few Jews who believe in Jesus.
反而犹太人以外的人呢，信耶稣的人很多啊。
On the other hand, there are many non-Jews who believe in Jesus.
所以主耶稣成为犹太人的绊脚石啊。
And Jesus had become the stumbling stone of the Jews.
但是谦卑信靠的人就有福，就不是属于绊脚石。
And to those who are humble, for those who believe in him, he is no longer a stumbling block.
就好像安放在锡安山的一块很坚固的石头。
Jesus would be likened to a stone that had been placed on Zion.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面的所谓石头就是指的他本身的。
And hence the stone in the parable refers to Jesus himself.
那么在这个比喻里面呢他强调这些救援户呢会受惩罚。
In the same parable, he says that the old tenants will be punished.
因为呢，救援户不尊重原主所差弃的仆人，交给他果子。
And this is because the tenants do not have respect for the servants who were being sent by the owner.
所以原主跟他算账呢，就租约到现在为主，要另交给新的原户。
And hence the term of the lease will be terminated and the vineyard will be released to other new tenants.
那也让我们看出救援户不尊重原主所差遣去的这些仆人啊。
Hence we see that the previous tenants do not have any respect for the servants of the owner.
那么对我们现在来说呢，也就是说我们要尊重神所差遣的仆人，勉励我们的这些话。
Applying this teaching to us, we must respect those who are sent by God and those who are speaking the words of God.
才不会像这些救援户的下场。
And in this way, we can avoid this tragic ending of the previous tenants.
请看希伯来书十三章十七节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17.
希伯来书十三章十七节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17.
你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不至于忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益。在神的家中有很多神所用的人。
In the house of God there are many servants of God.
他们呢因为关心教会，经常勉励我们。
They have great concern for the church, and they have great concern over the believers.
为我们灵魂的得救呢，经常呢，讲道勉励我们。
They often give sermons to benefit our soul.
但是我们如果属这些仆人交账的时候没有果子可以交。
But when these leaders of the church have to give accounts and find that we have no fruits for them.
不但属这些仆人空手回去，这些仆人又有受害的。
Not only will these servants return empty-handed, they will also be punished.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，差遣数处的仆人去收果子。
In this parable, the owner has sent his servants four times to get fruits.
做事是没有一个仆人快乐的，都是很忧愁、很忧伤的。
And none of these servants went joyfully.
到后来呢，又丧失生命。
At the end, they even sacrificed their lives or lost their lives.
所以在神的家中呢，要给这些工人呢，有果子来奉献给神啊。
Hence, in the house of God, we must give these servants fruits so that they can give their accounts to God.
如果这些工人呢，经常在神的面前祷告流泪的话
，If these servants or workers often pray to God with their tears，
那么就是让他有忧愁，没有快乐。
Then we're giving them sorrow instead of joy。
所以我们呢，要敬重原主所差遣的仆人。
Hence we must have respect for the servants of God。
也就是说，在教会里面要敬重神所用的人。
In other words, in the house of God, we must respect those who are used by God.
这也是在这个比喻里面呢，我们要发现到的地方。
And this is also another lesson that we can learn from this very parable.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
这善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉。那劳苦传道教导人的，更当如此。18节。
18。
因为经上说，牛在场上踹骨的时候，不可笼住他的嘴。又说，工人夺工价是应当的。提摩太是一个年轻的传道人。
Timothy is a young preacher.
那保罗呢？他是老一辈的传道，他写信告诉他。
Paul is an older preacher, and when he wrote a letter to Timothy, he encouraged him.
要把这一番话来教导门徒啊。
He says, you must teach these to the believers.
也就是说要敬重神所用的工人啊。
That is, you must respect the workers of God.
那这些劳苦传道的传道人啊。
For those who have labored in preaching.
是神所用的工人。
They are the workers of God.
那么这些工人呢他有权利呢在神的家中呢过着安定的生活。
And these workers have a right to lead a peaceful life in the house of God.
这是保罗在这边强调。
This is what Paul is stressing here.
那么除了这些工人以外
other than these workers,
还有很多爱主的弟兄姐妹。
There are also many brothers and sisters who love God.
那么这些人呢我们要很敬重他。
And we must also pay our respect to them.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
第五章十二节十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十二节十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 12 and 13.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面助理你们。劝诫你们的十三节
13.
又因他们所做的工用爱心格外尊重他们你们也要彼此和睦保罗在这边勉励的话对我们来说非常重要
We see here that these words of encouragement are important to us
在神的教会里面有很多爱主的弟兄姐妹
In the house of God there are many brothers and sisters who love the Lord dearly
或者他们被选上当负责人关心教会的事情
and there are some who have been elected to take charge over the church
他们义务呢来参与圣工
they have volunteered the time
那么这些人所做的工当年主耶稣会纪念
and our Lord will remember their labor
那么我们呢弟兄姐妹呢要格外的尊重这些人
and we as brothers and sisters must have respect for them
接下来保罗说要彼此和睦
And then Paul says that we must be at peace among ourselves.
如果为了行政的工作为了教会的工作不能和睦就让主耶稣伤心啊。
If we cannot be at peace when we are doing the administrative work of the church or other works, then Jesus would be in sorrow.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢他强调这些参与圣工的人的重要。
Hence, in the parable, Jesus had also given us the importance of working together.
也就是说，联系差遣四处的仆人，这些仆人所做的工啊。
The work of these servants that were sent to the vineyard 4 times.
那表面上呢，做四处去的仆人都丧失生命。
All four times the servants sent had lost their lives.
实际上呢，以属灵方面来看，他们是好的结局啊。
But if you look at it from a spiritual point of view, these servants had a very good ending.
我们请看希伯来书十三章。
That's in the Hebrews chapter 13.
第七节。
Verse 7.
希伯来书十三章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们的为人的结局。从古到现在呢，有很多神的工人来带领我们走这一条信仰的道路。
From the old days till now, there are many workers of God who has been guiding us.
这些人呢，他们的信心的表现值得我们去学习的。
And their faith and their actions are worthy of us to imitate.
他们为人的结局呢，是好的。
And their outcome of life is good.
第八节提到耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的，不会改变的。
Verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
所以让我们知道在神的家中，在这个葡萄园里面就是这样的。
And we know that this is so in the house of God, and this is similarly so in the vineyard.
园主的态度就是这样的。
This would be the attitude of the owner of the vineyard.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，做数批的仆人，人数很多，但是呢，他们都不怕。
And even though there are four servants in this parable,None of them were fear for their life.
第一批去的仆人牺牲了，第二批、第三批、第四批都一样。
The first servant, or the first batch of servants, had lost their lives. Same for the second and third.
他们还是用温柔的态度对付这些呢，严父啊。
And they were still being meek to the tenants.
这也教训我们，今天在神的家中工作的人呢，必须永远有的态度啊。
And this shows the workers.Of this house of God, what attitude they should have.
我们请看提摩太后书第二章二十四节到二十六节。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 to 26.
提摩太后书第二章二十四节到二十六节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 to verse 26.
然而主的仆人不可争谏，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。二十五节。
Verse 25,
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。二十六节。
26,
叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。神的仆人应当有的美德啊。
This is the virtue of a servant of God.
不跟人吵，不跟人竞争。
They are not quarrelsome.
永远就是温温和和的。
They are always kind and gentle.
以爱为出发点呐、啊。
And they would love everyone.
以耐心来勉励自己呀、啊。
And they will encourage themselves with patience.
那么呢，就会有美好的结果啊。
Then they shall bear good fruits.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面。
And also in the same parable.
到后来呢，他怎么说呢
？What did Jesus?How did Jesus end this parable?
我们再看回马太福音二十一章四十三节。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 21, verse 43.
二十一章，四十三节。
Matthew chapter 21, verse 43.
所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那能结果子的百姓。在这个比喻啊快结束的时候，主耶稣勉励每一个听众都要结果子。
And just prior to ending this parable, Jesus encouraged all his audience to produce fruit.
如果不能结果子，天国无份。
If they do not produce fruit, then they have no part in the kingdom of God.
不止这样。
Not just that.
请看四十四节。
Let's read verse 44.
谁掉在这石头上，必要跌碎。这石头掉在谁的身上，就要把谁砸得稀烂。主耶稣在这边说，谁掉在这石头上
？Jesus says that he who falls on this stone。
这些犹太人，这些祭司长、法利赛人，后来就是掉在这个石头上。
The chief priests and the Pharisees are the ones who fell on the stone.
真的受惩罚非常严重。
And they had received severe punishment.
那么这个也是告诉我们。
And this is a warning to us.
啊，将来弃绝主耶稣的人，就是吊在这个石头上。
Those who forsake Jesus Christ are those who have fallen on the stone.
所主耶稣这块石头呢，也要称为审判的石头。
And this,And Jesus being the stone will also be the judgment stone.
所以在但以理书里面、啊、也有提到从天上掉下一块石头、啊、
In the book of Daniel, it says that there is a stone that fell from the sky.
那这个石头呢、掉在石头上当年呢，人肉比不上石头、啊、
And if you fall the stone, your flesh, of course, cannot be compared to the hardness of a rock.
就会甩得呢、这个杂毒啊，袭难。
And if a stone fall on you, it will crush you.
这也就是在描写呢，用头发束火是不可以的。
It's just like burning hair with fire.
那么也就是说呢，一直反抗主耶稣的人，大会都会出大亏的。
And for those who try to defend themselves against God, they are the ones who will suffer at the very end.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面。后来说把这个葡萄园租给新的园户、啊、
And in this final stage, Jesus said that the vineyard would be rented out to new tenants.
也就是说能够按时或交果住的人。
And to the tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons.
那么这个也是勉励我们每一个人呢、都要结果住荣耀神。
And this is to encourage every brother and sister to bear fruits to glorify God.
请看腓立比书第一章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 1.
第十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 10.
腓立比书第一章十节十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 10 and verse 11.
使你们能分别树灰，做成熟无垢的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归神。我们这些信主的人
We who are believers of Christ
因为有圣灵、有真理的造就能够分别树灰、啊、
We have the truthfulness and we can discern what is right and wrong
因为懂得主耶稣的道理知道做成熟无垢的人非常重要
Because we understand the truth of God we know the importance of being pure and blameless
经得时间环境人数的考验直到基督来的日子
We can withstand the test of time and humans and people of this world, and we will wait for the days of Jesus.
做当中呢，要结满了仁义的果子。
And while we are waiting, we must be filled with the fruits of righteousness.
有仁爱又有义行。
And we must be good, and we must be blameless.
当然，仁义的果子越多越好。
Of course, the more the merrier. The more of these fruits, the merrier.
我们每个人呢？就是新耶稣带的主耶稣要再来之前的新的园户、啊、
And we are the new tenants in this vineyard prior to the coming of Jesus
我们都能够按时候来交果子
We have to give Jesus our fruits at the seasons
当然呢在圣经里面主的果子是多方面的
And this fruit refers to many things
我们再看腓立比书第四章
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4
17节
Verse 17
腓立比书第四章十七节
Philippians chapter 4 verse 17
这并不求什么馈送所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多归在你们的账上每个弟兄姐妹都有他的账户
Every brother and sister has a credit account
银行的账户数目越多越好
The balance in your bank account, the bigger the number, the better.
表示他呢，财富很，这个金钱很多啊。
This, the number in your bank account will show how rich you are.
那每个信徒呢，跟主耶稣之间都有这个信仰上的账户。
And every believer has a faith account with God.
当然，在这个账户里面呢，我们有很多果子的记录。
And in this account, there will be many records of your fruits.
那这是每个人跟神之间的关系。
And this is your own relationship with God.
当然呢，我们都希望我们的户头里面呢有很好的记录。
And of course, we all hope that we have good records in our account.
那么这些果子呢，经常都有。
And we hope that we have many of these fruits.
所以主耶稣说啊，要长存啊，这些果子要长存啊。
And Jesus says that these fruits must be kept for a long time.
请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章十六节。
Verse 16.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。主耶稣在这边强调呢，他拣选我们。
Here Jesus says that he is one who chose us.
这是神的爱。
This is his love.
但是他呢，是恩典给我们，是要我们去结果子啊。
And when he has chosen us, he wants us to bear fruit.
那我们的果子呢，要经常都有啊，长存啊。
We should always have fruits. Our fruits should abide.
那这样也可以让我们的祷告更有效果啊。
And this way, our prayer may be more effective.
因为呢，天父知道我们的需要。
The Heavenly Father knew our needs.
所以这些祷告的声音都能够达到他的耳中。
And the voices of our prayer will be able to reach to his ears.
那有关果子呢？有圣灵的果子。
There are fruits of the Holy Spirit.
还有嘴唇的果子。
There are fruits of the lips.
就是经常赞美神啊，为主做见证。
And that is to praise God all the time and to give good testimony of God.
那还有呢？传福音的果子。
And then there is the fruits of evangelism.
尽我们的功夫啊，能够发挥出来。
To do our best.
请看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
22节。
Verse 22.
腓立比书第一章22节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 22.
但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子。我就不知道该挑选什么。保罗是一个不怕死的人。
Paul is a person who does not fear death.
保罗也是很喜欢活在世界的人。
And Paul is also one who enjoys living this world.
因为呢，他对这些道理啊非常了解。
He has a very thorough understanding of the truth.
他知道他如果死了可以上天国。
He knew that if he died, he will be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
但是他不能死。
Yet he cannot die.
因为呢，他有很多的功夫要发挥出来。
Because he knew that there is much labor for him to do.
那这些功夫的果子呢，必须蒙主耶稣的帮助一直成就出来。
And he needs the help of Jesus to do his fruitful labor.
所以保罗呢，为了传福音啊。
Hence, for the sake of preaching the gospel,
他真的很认真啊。
Paul has put much effort in it.
他知道这是救灵魂的工作，不可以没有参与的。
He knew that this work involves saving souls.
所以我们有生之年啊，圣工呢，多少少要参与。
Hence, while we still have breath in our life, we must take part in the work of God.
我们再看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
罗马书第一章十三节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 13.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样。只是到如今，仍有阻隔。保罗是一个热心传福音的人。
And Paul is a very fervent evangelist.
他在这边说啊，就是呢，好像得果子一样。
He says, he is likened to reaping some harvest.
他希望到罗马去啊，为主耶稣做见证，更多的人来相信他。
He intended to go to Rome to preach or to give testimony of Jesus, so that more can come to him.
但是一直到他写罗马书的时候呢，他说还有阻挡。
However, right up to the time when he wrote this letter to the Romans, there are some preventions.
那么这些阻挡呢，要怎样去克服它
？How should he overcome them?
同样的，我们传福音呢，不是很畅通的。
Similarly, today when we preach the gospel, it hasn't been done very smoothly.
这是很艰巨的工作。
This is a very hard work.
但是呢，这些阻隔呢，要去克服它，
yeah,
去突破它。
We must overcome these hindrances.
当然呢，推行这个福音的工作呢，需要多方面的。
And to do this work of evangelism, it requires much.
看我们能够突出哪一方面的。
It all depends on where our talent lies.
当然，传道人呢，他是为主耶稣讲道。
Preachers preach for Jesus.
那弟兄姐妹呢，有的奉献，有的代祷。
And there are some brothers and sisters who offer their money, and others offer their prayers.
或者是直接参与教会的圣工啊。
And others offer their time by directly taking part in the work of church.
那么呢，这些工作都是在结果处啊。
All these work will bring fruits.
那么保罗在这边说，他到如今仍有阻隔啊。
Paul says that right thus far there have been some prevent, he has been prevented from going to Rome.
那他怎么去克服他呢？
How did he overcome them?
请看十四节、十五节。
Let's read verse 14 and 15.
无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。十六节。
16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。人不愿意欠债。
And no one likes to be in debt.
欠债呢，不光荣。
It is not a good thing to carry debts.
但是欠福音债就不一样。
But if you have a gospel debt, it is different.
所以十六节他说他不以福音为耻啊。
Hence in verse 16, Paul says that he is not ashamed of the gospel.
以推展福音的发展的工作呢为荣耀。
And he is proud of doing the work of God.
那么这福音是神的大能。
This gospel is the power of God.
虽然有阻隔，还是会冲破的。
Though he may be prevented,But he can overcome them.
啊，这是我们呢啊必须有的信念。
And this is also a concept that we must hold firm to.
所以主耶稣在这个葡萄园租给园户这个比喻里面。
Hence in this parable of the vineyard.
啊，对我们的勉励非常多啊。
It has a lot of teachings to us.
啊，愿我们每一个新的园户呢都能够呢按时候交果子的。
We hope that every new tenant.Can give the fruit in the seasons.
来得到呢，原主就是神的啊，这个赏赐。
And hope that you shall have your rewards from the owner of this vineyard, who is God.